Matthew chapter number 28. I'm reading from verses 18. Come on.
Is there something there?
Okay. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Matthew 28. Come on. I was there just now. I don't know how I left. Matthew 28. Okay, I'm there. Verse 18, Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. He said, go therefore, make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. So teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you, and lo, I am is with you, right? Always, even to the end of the age. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
So we said, when you read this, you are reading Matthew's summary of what Jesus said within the 40 days. Right? And he said that summary will be what? That instruction will be what? Go raise disciples. Hallelujah. Say, go make disciples of every nation. That is the word matitio. It's the word used for how you make one, or you enroll one into a citadel of learning, where that one becomes a scholar at certain field. Hallelujah. So they go raise disciples. How? We're getting there. So, and we said, if you look at Mark's own summary of it, and all this, and, you know, I want to tell you today that make sure you read them together. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John should be read together. Hallelujah. Now if you look at Mark's gospel, verse 16, he says, and he said to them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Say, he who believes and is baptized will be saved. And say, he who doesn't believe will be condemned. And these signs will follow those who believe. Hallelujah. Who believes? He said, in my name they will cast out demons, they will speak with new tongues. That they will take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall by no means hold them. So they will lay hands on the sick, and the sick will recover. Hallelujah. So Mark's own summary of the 40 days will be, say, Jesus said, go and preach the gospel, right? So we said his focus will be the entry point into discipleship. That he who believes and is baptized. And he said, when you hear that word, he who believes, that is, is baptized, baptizo, your mind goes back to what Matthew said in Matthew 28 verse 19. It says, make disciples, baptizing them. The same word, baptizo. Hallelujah. Baptizo. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
So, when Matthew says baptizing them, he's telling you that will be the entry point, right? Glory to God. And we see it in Mark. Mark calls it to believe. Hallelujah. So Mark would deal with the entry point into discipleship and the signs of the believing ones. So when a man is a disciple, these are the signs that accompany it. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
The characteristics of the believing ones. They will lay hands on the sick, the sick will recover. Amen. Amen. Glory, hallelujah. Luke, we said Luke and John were write a bit similar,
in similar fashion, because they were saying almost the same thing. Though Luke is a bit more explanatory of what happened within the 40 days.
Hallelujah. But the instructions will still be the same. And the instruction will be the same with Matthew and Mark. Let's look at Luke 24:46. Luke 24:46. He said, and he said to them, thus it is written and thus it is necessary for the Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day. And that repentance and remission of sins should be preached. Did you see that? Say that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name to all nations beginning at Jerusalem. Glory to God. Remember, the focus is what? All nations, right? Right? Going to all the nations? Make disciples of all the nations, right? Now it says, here it says, repentance and remission of sins be preached in his name. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
So he talked about preaching also, right? Did Matthew talk about preaching? Yes. Right?
Where did Matthew say preaching?
Verse 19.
Baptizing them.
Did you see that?
So you should carry the same weight of preaching too.
Because that's the entry point, right? Mark, did Mark say we should preach? Yes. Right? Luke is saying preaching too. Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen. Are you following me? Let's look at John 20. So we're doing reading Luke and John together. Luke 20 quickly. Luke 20 verse 21. It says, and Jesus said to them again, peace to you as the Father hath sent me, so sent I you. He says, and he said, and when he said this, he breathed on them. Then he satisfied the breath on them and said to them, receive ye the Holy Ghost. You see that? He said to them, receive ye the Holy Ghost. And then, if you forgive the sins of any. Remember when he said to them, when he heard the word, he breathed on them. We've actually looked at that in the last 2-3 weeks ago, right? When he said to breathe upon me, he taught them just like Luke would say in Luke 24 from verses 44, right? So the words that spoke to you while I was still with you, that all things must be fulfilled, which are written in the law of Moses, the prophet, the Psalms concerning me, right? And he opened he the understanding teaching, right? Right? Luke will call that 40 days he opened the understanding. John will call it his breath on them. Hallelujah. Emphasize to quicken something from within. Hallelujah. So that will be the teaching. Now, to 3, now say, if you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven. He says, and if you refrain, they are refrained. Now, quickly, something you need to see here also. Hallelujah. We said, this will be, this verse 23 will happen via the preaching of the word also. Hallelujah. Don't say, you just go out and say, yeah, I forgive your sin. I do not forgive your sin. You look like this person, so I will not forgive your sin. No. Hallelujah. No, that role here is a role of this work will be done in the preaching of the gospel. Hallelujah. I want to say one more thing. We said forgiveness of sin is God's work, right? It's God's responsibility. So when Jesus says to them, go, whosoever sins you forgive is forgiven, meaning God, Jesus is handing over God's responsibility to them. Or rather put, God carries out his responsibilities through man, through the believers. Hallelujah. And what is that responsibility? In the preaching of the gospel, when a man believes the gospel, his sins are forgiven him. Hallelujah. We looked at that, right? The forgiveness of sin. We looked at it a bit. I will say we'll go into it after this teaching. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. So the forgiveness of sins is what happens when a man believes the gospel. His sins are forgiven him, right? Right? So God is carrying out his task through us in the earth today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So that means as believers, what we'll receive, we'll be looking at this too. What we'll receive is the word forgiveness of sins. Hallelujah. Which we saw that it is the indwelling. Glory to God. Scripture never tells us or never says to the believers that their sins will be forgiven. No. No. Hallelujah. Never says that to believers. That I say tell believers that will receive the forgiveness of sins. Glory to God. Ephesians chapter 1. Quickly, let's get to Ephesians 1. Are you there? Glory to God. Verse 7, it says, in him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins. So, you can call it the in him reality, which is the new creation reality. So, in him, what do we have? Redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins. This is what we have in him. We have the forgiveness of sins. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Colossians chapter 1. Verse 13, verse 12 into 14. It says, giving thanks unto the Father, who has qualified us to be partakers of his inheritance in the light. Of the saints in the light, rather. He says, he has delivered us from darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of his love, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins. Can you see that now? Hallelujah. So what do we have in Christ? forgiveness of sins. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
What do we have in Christ?
The forgiveness of sins.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
And we said that is the indwelling. Glory to God. We said that is the indwelling. So the reality of the new creation is that he has received the Spirit of God. He is forgiven. Hallelujah. He has received forgiveness of sin. Forgiveness of sin is not what we seek for as believers. No, it's what we have now in Christ. Are you following me? It's what we have. In whom we have. Did you see that? We have. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Are you following me? Glory to God. The in him reality. In 1 Corinthians chapter 6. 1 Corinthians 6. Remember we are discussing the new creation and its realities. Right? The new creation realities and its relationships. Right? The new creation realities and its relationships. Hallelujah. In 1 Corinthians chapter 6. 1 Corinthians chapter 6. And this is the fifth section. 1 Corinthians 6, 11. Let's see this. It says, this Paul to the children of Israel. Paul to the church in Corinth. It says, and such were some of you, but you were washed. Did you see? Did you see? It didn't say you will be. No, it says you were washed. You were sanctified. Hallelujah. You were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. Hallelujah.
Glory
to God.
Hallelujah.
So, our reality is that we are washed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, I once told someone that your belief, what you believe, I'll find it in your song. Hallelujah. Glory to God. A man's belief is what he thinks of. I don't know, when I listen to your song, I know what you believe. Hallelujah. I'm washed. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We are washed. See, you are washed, you are sanctified, and you are justified. Hallelujah. A reality in him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Look at Ephesians chapter 2. Glory to God. Ephesians 2 verse 3. Okay, verse 4. It says, for God, who is rich in mercy, because of his great love, with which he loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses, he made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved. Hallelujah. So, verse 5. And raised us up. What? Glory to God. That word also is italicized, though it fits in there. Hallelujah. It says, and raised up. Hallelujah. Together. And made us sit in the heavenlies in Christ Jesus. Do you see where we are sitting? Well, where are we sitting? We are sitting in the heavenlies. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
So where is the believer? The believer is in Christ. Now we're here in the heavenlies. Come on. Listen to this. When you're in the heavenlies, your mind shouldn't go on the sky. No. Glory to God. When you're in the heavenlies, it means we are in him, he's in us. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
God.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
In the heavenlies. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God.
It's by the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
I hope you're following me.
Yes, sir.
Glory to God. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
The believer is seated in Christ.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So it will show in your conversation. It will show in your words. It will show in your songs. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It will show in your songs. You're no longer singing, Lord lift me up and let me sing by faith on heaven.
Stable ground, right?
Hallelujah. A higher place where I am found. Lord plant my feet on higher ground. Higher ground? What's that? I'm in Christ.
I'm in Christ.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Praise God.
And those songs you don't sing anymore. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Glory, hallelujah.
And somebody, remember you don't sing song like, "He's taking me from glory to glory." How? How? Why are you singing that for?
Glory to God. Amen.
Amen.
You didn't experience the lesser glory. You never saw it. Glory to God. The glory we have is the glory of Christ.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You know, when Jesus was about to leave the scene, in John 17, he said, "Father, the glory which you've given to me, I've given to them." Hallelujah. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Glory to God. That God's spirit will live in man. That is the glory of God. God in man. Are you hearing me?
Yes, sir.
Oh, glory, hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Lord, take me from this glory to a greater glory. Are you okay? Oh, glory to God. You are in the greatest glory that can ever be.
Yeah.
Are you hearing me?
Yes, sir.
Say, I am
in
the greatest glory, that can ever be. Hallelujah. I'm a child of God.
I'm a child of God.
The new creation reality. This is who you are. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
What more? Or what else? We are born of the Spirit. John chapter 3. Verse 3 into verse 8. It says, except one be born again, he can't see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus asked, how can I be born again? He said, except one. He said, will I have to go back to my mother's womb and be born again the second time? And Jesus said, no. I just misquoted verse 5. John 3 verse 5. He said, Jesus said, most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he said, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. He said, that which is born of the flesh is flesh. That which is born of the Spirit is spirit. So do not murmur that I said to you, you must be born again. So the wind blows where it listed, and you hear the sound thereof, but can't tell where it cometh and where it goeth. And so is he that is born of the Spirit. So to be born again is to be born of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Are you hearing me?
Yes.
New creation reality. I'm born of the Spirit.
I'm born of the Spirit.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
You know, Paul will put it this way in Romans chapter 8 verse 13, quickly, just doing a recap of what we've been saying. Hallelujah. Romans 8 verse 14, he said, as many as are led by the Spirit of God. He said, they are the sons of God. When you use the word as many as are led, that word led is the word ago in the Greek. That word is used for to bring forth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To bring forth. So, it's used for the new birth. It's that many as are led by the Spirit of God. Say, they are the sons of God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So, I'm born of the Spirit.
I'm born of the Spirit.
Come on, I need you to echo that well. I'm born of the Spirit of God.
I'm born of the Spirit of God.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
This is who I am.
This is who I am.
Glory, hallelujah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
It calls us are the sons of God. So that means we are born into sonship. Are you hearing me? We are born into sonship. So when you hear sonship, it means there's a family. Glory to God. So we are born into the family of God. We are born into the family of God. Jesus will put it like this in John chapter 14, verses 2. John 14, 2. Look at what he says. He says in verse 2, he says, in my Father's house have many mansions. He says, if it were not so, I wouldn't have told you I go prepare a place for you. Glory to God. When you use the word Father's house, that word house is the word oikia in the Greek. It's the word that means family. My Father's family. My Father's household. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
And what does it call the household? What does he call the mansion? In verses 23, he says, and Jesus said to him, if anyone loves me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come and make our mansion with him. Hallelujah. So the mansion is the union of the Father and the Son by the Spirit of God. That is the indwelling. Hallelujah. In the believer. Glory to God. So the Spirit of God in the believer is what? Is the mansion. Hallelujah. Come on here. Hallelujah. The Spirit of God in the believer is what brings us into God's family. God's oikia, where God is called Father. Hallelujah. Jesus revealed God to us as the Father. So we have God as the Father. We are sons. Hallelujah. We are sons. Undeniable truth about the believer. We are sons. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Praise
God. So God is the Father. We are His sons. We are His children. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
And as children, we say, we are children of sons. The sons is not restricted to your local church. No. Everyone who is born again, irrespective of the person's denomination or local church, the person is called a son. Are you hearing me? Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So as children, we're going to look at the fact that we are all brethren. Right? Did we get there last week? So we are all brethren. Out there for us. We are all brethren. We'll get to that shortly. Hallelujah. The word out there for us means we came from the same source. We are from the same womb. Hallelujah. We are from the same womb. The same source. Every believer is from the same source. We are all from the Spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Praise
God. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
I'm in the Spirit. I'm by the Spirit. I am in the Spirit. I'm from the Spirit. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
The man born again is spiritual. He's in the Spirit and he's from the Spirit. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So we are from one source. This is the reason why we say we need to teach the word of God. This is the reason why we teach. That we'll come to knowledge. Hallelujah. We'll come to knowledge. We'll come to know and walk in the light of it. That's why we teach the word. Colossians 1:9. Look at Colossians 1:9 quickly. Colossians 1:9. We are the people of God, called by His name, called out of God, and delivered from shame. One holy race, saints everyone, because of the blood of Christ, Jesus the Son. So for this reason, we also, since the day we heard of it, do not cease to pray for you and to ask that you may be filled with the knowledge of His will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that you may walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing Him, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God, to strengthen with might according to His glorious power. For all patience and long suffering with joyfulness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, yes, Paul's prayer. Paul's prayer is for them to grow in knowledge and walk in it. So the growth in knowledge will be seen in my work. Hallelujah. Are you hearing me? So I will walk in the light of it. Glory to God. So that is the reason why we teach. So Paul prays for them to grow in knowledge and he gives them the words that they will walk in the light of it. Glory to God. So a man cannot walk effectively
in what he has not come to know. A man cannot walk effectively in what he or she hasn't come to know.
Hallelujah. That said, this becomes the major reason why teaching is a primary activity in the local church when we are gathered. Matthew 28:20, Jesus will say, teaching them. So it becomes primary. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And he will give them instruction to teach them, because he has done the same for 40 days. Hallelujah, for 40 days he taught them. I will show what is the effect. What is the effect of Jesus teaching them for 40 days? We saw the effect last year, right? Hallelujah. It eradicated fear. Hallelujah.
Yes,
remember before now, when Jesus was crucified, they were all afraid. John 20:19. They were all afraid of the Jews, so they went to hide themselves. But now Jesus was done teaching them. What was the effect in Luke 24:52? They came back with joy. Hallelujah. In Acts 5, they told them to stop preaching in the name of Jesus. The Bible said they went ahead and preached them all. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That is the effect of the teaching. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Woo, glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
So teaching is vital. Teaching is vital in the local church. And we said a strong local church is a local church that is strong on teaching. A strong local church is a local church that is strong on teaching. Because when you are done teaching, you make a practice of it. Hallelujah. Therefore, in discipleship, Jesus asked, we teach concerning what he has commanded. He said, teaching them to observe whatsoever I have commanded you. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
So we began looking at what has Jesus commanded them. Hallelujah. In John 15, let's run down to John 15. We looked at some of this last week. Are you there? Verse 10. John 15 verse 10. It says, and if you keep, it says, if you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love. As I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. Did you see that? It says, and this is I have spoken to you. So in verse 1 he has told them, abide in me and I in you. In verse 10 he has said, this is a commandment, right? That is the indwelling, right? That is the new birth, right? Hallelujah. Verse 11, these things I have spoken to you that you may that my joy may remain in you and your joy may be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Did you see? Hallelujah. So it shows us that John is pointing to our attention that Jesus spoke concerning two commandments, which is, one is to abide in his law, which is the new birth, right? Which is faith in him. And the other is to do what? Love one another. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So it will be faith in God and to love one another. He repeats it also in 1 John 4:20. 1 John 4:20, quickly, let's get down there. 1 John 4:20. He said, if someone says I love God and hates his brother, he is a liar. For he who doesn't love his brother, whom he has seen, how can he love God whom he has not seen? But this is the commandment we have from him, that he who loves God must love his brother also. Did you see that? He calls the loving of his brother also. When you use the word also, I showed us last week, it will mean that it will proceed from the love of God. It will mirror God's love. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
It will mirror God's love. In Matthew 22:37, Jesus was asked a question. Hallelujah. Verse 36 says, teacher, which is the greatest commandment in the law? When they say which is the greatest commandment in the law, they're not asking which is the greatest commandment in their constitution, no. Which is the greatest commandment in the law? Now Jesus spoke. Verse 37. Hallelujah. Look at verse 37. Jesus said, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. Hallelujah. He said, this is the first and the greatest commandment. Matthew 22, I said. Matthew 22, 37 into 39. So this is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. Hallelujah. So Jesus was asked what is the greatest commandment, and what did he say? He said, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. He calls it what? The first. Right? He calls it the first and the great commandment. When you use the word first, that is the word proton. Proton. Hallelujah. Proton. Proton is not necessarily used for number one. No. Hallelujah. Rather, it's used for a model. Hallelujah. It's used for a model. And the second. When you use the word second, it doesn't mean number two. No, it means that which proceeds from the proton. Are you following me? Hallelujah. That which proceeds from the proton, which is the second, is what mirrors the proton. Glory to God. What mirrors the proton. Glory, hallelujah. So, what does that mean? It means, well, yeah, the second is like unto the first. That means the second will proceed from the first. I remember when I taught us, that should be last year, on walking in salvation. I told us, right, that to have the second before the first, or to have the second without the first, is to do charity. Was that what I said? That is not counted, it's called charity, right? Glory to God. Because the second must proceed from the first. Hope you following me. Okay, because the second must proceed from the first. Amen.
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 So that means, we mirror God from our relationship with Him in our relationship with others. God is mirrored in our relationship with others. Hallelujah. What relationship do we have with Him? The father and son relationship, right? Family relationship. So we mirror that in our relationship in our world today. Hallelujah. So when it says, on these two hands, the law and the prophets, Jesus is saying, the summary of what Moses and the prophets spoke about. But yet the law and prophet, I told you that there are 39 books that are called law and prophet. Hallelujah. Today we'll call it Old Testament. It's actually called law and prophet. So say when it says on these two lines hangs the law and the prophet, means all the prophets spoke about, hallelujah, Moses and the prophets, all they spoke about is what, or what they spoke about will be concerning relationship. Relationship. God's law, which is faith in God, and our mirroring sin to our world today amongst men. Hallelujah. So when I read the epistles, I find it the same way also. The epistles will also write the same way. Because the epistles are explanation of the 39 books. Are you following me? So they'll write the same way also. Glory to God. So right, the same way also, who see God's love, who see God's love displayed in Christ for us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You see God's love displayed in Christ for us. Who see that when we read the epistle, who see God's love displayed in Christ for us. And then our responsibility towards others. You'll find it there. Glory to God. I told us last week, they will not speak about have faith in God again. No, they will write about the effect of our faith in the Lord. It are the effect, hallelujah, of our faith in God and then our responsibility to others. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So last week we began looking critically at our responsibility towards fellow believers, right? Fellow believers. And I hope to round it up today. Now, next we begin to go into our responsibility towards how we relate in our work. Well, I'm not your working. Don't worry, it's our working. Your work in your school. Glory to God. How to relate with people. Hallelujah. and we'll see that we'll mirror, this relationship will be mirrored down through. Glory to God. So wherever we stop on how we'll relate to believers, we'll pick it up from where? Book in Corinth, right? Glory to God. So, like I said, you'll find a continuation from our study in Corinth. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
So among fellow believers. So remember we said, as believers, we are all in God's family. Right? Believers all over the world, not your local church alone. Hallelujah. Therefore, we are brethren. We are what?
Brethren.
So that means if I leave Lagos and I'm in Katsina, and I get to see believers, they might not believe alike on some certain fronts, but as long as we believe in Christ together, we are brethren. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. You want to learn to relate to believers as brethren. Don't say, no, I don't believe in you. No! You are first brethren. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
We are first what? Brethren. My brethren. See that first. We have the same Father.
Yes, sir.
Remember I told us last week? I told you, see.
Even if you see someone who says, I don't longer believe God anymore.
Yeah?
I said it last week. It was heavy to say, but that's the truth. I don't longer believe God again. I used to have, some people might even use the word, I've given my life to Christ. Anyhow you put it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In fact, some people might even tell you, I used to speak in tongues like some. Have you heard people say that? I have to say that. Hallelujah. And I've seen someone who spoke in tongues very well. Sometimes I don't speak in tongues. I don't believe in tongues. Do you understand? What do you do? You are backslide. No, you are not in Christ.
Yeah, he's still in Christ. Hallelujah. So you see someone say, I used to preach before. I've gone out. And President says, you see, my middle name is Satan. You know what? Yeah? Let me give you a shocker. Yeah? The person is still in Christ. He's still in the family. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. It's just a believer who is on vacation. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You see, now that I'm saying it to you, you know how to handle them. Glory to God. Amen. Because the point that you register your head is, this believer is a believer of sabbatical leave. They are no longer a Christian, I'm not an atheist. That's what they are doing. You understand? Why did you do that? Because you know salvation is forever. Right?
Yes, sir.
Is that not the basis of your belief?
Salvation is forever.
I'm not my native. Just laughter. Yeah? Just laughter. You don't know what you are saying.
Once in, forever in.
Hallelujah!
Praise God.
He's a son in the kingdom. We are from the same family. He's just a son who has wandered the way. Hallelujah. Just come to his head.
Glory
to God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Sometimes you meet people when you go in evangelism that before you are trying to explain, they are giving you Greek words. You know, no. When you read in context. When you read in context. Oh brother. Oh yeah, believe I said no, I'm not a believer. I don't believe in years ago. Just laugh at me. You can. Are you a believer? Hallelujah! You know, it will help you approach that person. It will help you restore that person. Because if you begin to think as if I was that, if I don't think I believe that, you know what that means? Okay, you know what? I want to restore you. I said after me, I'm a believer. I said I'm a sinner. You know I said that yesterday? No, don't do that. Hallelujah! You are approaching where? Hallelujah. Glory to God. You approach him as a man who is on leave. And wants to declare, that he declares ever, oh, well, that is still in enough strength. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. So where were we? How we relate with believers, right? Glory to God.
So we are all believers. Irrespective of our beliefs. Irrespective of the little things we don't believe alike. Hallelujah. I still have Christian friends. I have church friends who are believers. Whom we still look at scripture together. But there are things we don't believe alike.
Are you following me?
We look at scripture together. We have the guy. What is tongues? Explain tongues. You know what you explain tongues as? When you speak in tongues, Satan is confused. Hallelujah. The guy believes that you must be water baptized. Water baptism is an open declaration of your faith in Christ. Say, if not, Jesus said, I will deny you if you are not a victor. He said, he who denies me publicly. I'm just laughing. You understand? But we still look at scripture together. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I don't know if you go to the, there's some churches you attend, and they offer you feet washing. No, and you get there and they're about to wash your feet, and you say, I'm a man of God. You're not children of God. Hallelujah. We are here together. Okay, put your legs in there and wash it. You are believers. Hallelujah. They believe when they wash your feet, you'll be clean forever. You just believe that the little dust of your standard carry in getting there because they didn't wash it. So, hallelujah! Well, this is your family. Look at all those little things. I call them little things. Create barriers in your Christian relationship. Are you hearing me? Don't allow those little things. I call them little things in your Christian relationship. You begin to look at the person. He really started to go to church without speaker. If you are invited there to go and preach, hallelujah. If I'm invited there to go and preach, I will wear white robe. Are you hearing me? I will not wear shoes. I will wear white robe. I will not wear slipper. I will go and minister. Hallelujah! Amen. Glory to God. Stop creating those blockades in your mind. We are present. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
So it goes into our relationship. Into our relationship with them. You should be able to relate with them.
We are not believers, right? But we can relate. Glory to God. There's something else I want to say. I'll talk about that then. Hiring. As in, when I mean relate, you should be able to relate with them alike. Glory to God. Glory to God. Okay. Where were we? Okay, I'm here.
Because why? We're in God's family. What the person is saying? The person believes. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, not that I don't listen to anybody who teaches materiality again. I don't. Because scripture teaches wants us to stay off those kind of messages.
I follow me. Scripture says stay off those kind of messages. But I can still have friends who believe those things and we can relate to normal. Hallelujah. And we don't get into those kind of conversations. Hallelujah. But we relate normal. Glory to God. We can strike deals together. Glory to God. Amen. Are you following me? So don't be like those set of people. I know some set of people that will, tell you, if you are not attending this kind of church, you cannot work in this kind of place. No. Don't be like that. Hallelujah. Don't be like that. Don't say, if you are not in WIM, you cannot work in my company. No. Hallelujah. Even someone who doesn't even believe alike, carry some of your pastors. Make them directors and jump out with their money. Amen. Glory to God.
Amen.
Glory to God. They didn't believe alike. They're tongue talking. But MOG, you used to speak in tongues. How come you did not know? Glory to God. From the MD. Oh my God. Glory to God.
Time for school.
They will say, if somebody once said it's win company, I'm going there, they come. They say, don't ever. Win what? What's win company? Hallelujah.
No.
Glory, hallelujah.
Praise God.
Amen. I want to say something. Shall I talk?
Amen. What another
head of business development? I'm not calling titles. There's a head of business development. I said, sir, I don't like the way director is handling this. He's too strong. Let's touch him. let's just touch him. Calm down. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Should we touch him? Can we see that from scripture? Let's touch him. He said, I'm just calm, I'm just cool.
Even as a boy, I thought that he said, if I touch him, I'll break him.
But I like that. But look at him again. Say, just calm, just really calmly. His next year, I say, I will forgive now. Right? I'll forgive you, but I've not forgotten. You understand?
So here's next year. Next year, I cannot tell my money bye-bye. For this year.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Okay. I'll forgive you, but I've not forgotten. But what are you preaching? Calm down. You are too serious. Okay, let's continue. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Okay. So, what? Okay, we are brethren, right? We are from the same source, right? Was that where we started? Okay, so we now saw the narrative. Where would that narrative our Delphos is from, right? We saw that in Genesis chapter 13.
From Abraham and Lot. Abraham got so wealthy, Lot got so wealthy, right? And Lot was the guy that followed Abraham. Abraham did not follow Lot. Lot followed Abraham. Hallelujah.
Are you hearing me? So, they now got beat. Their headsmen, not them, their headsmen, their workers began to fight. Hallelujah. Imagine Santos Glover and Kubi Glover began to fight. Are you following me? They began to fight. And the MD of Santos Glover, I didn't call name, now came out. And the MD of Kubi Glover now looked at Santos Glover and said, let there be no strife amongst us, for we be brethren. That's what happened. So Abraham said to Lot, said, let there be no strife amongst us. Let there be no strife between our headsmen. Say, for we be brethren. Hallelujah. When they will be brethren, it means we are from the same source. We are one. See, when you use that word brethren, it's a word to mean we are one. We are what? We are one. Let there be no strife. Glory to God. Let there be no strife. So that means brethren have to stay together. Brethren have to stay together. Are you following me? Brethren have to stay together. They must not allow strife set in. Brethren mustn't allow strife set in.
in their Christian relationship. Are you following?
Never allow strife setting. Strife, jealousy are not the fruit of our spirit. They are not. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. They're not the fruit of our relationship.
Or our relationship or our spirit.
Just a moment. Hold on. Hallelujah. Glory to God. They are fruit, they are not fruit of our spirit. So a believer must never see another believer's advancement and envy. Or allow strife to set in. Never.
When you see a brother advance, never allow strife to set in. Never allow jealousy come. Are you hearing me?
See. Stop this. You know, there's this thing that people say. See your age mate. Never allow that thing get to you. Hallelujah. See, my age mates are driving cars. My age mates, are you okay? Are you born again? My age mates are in school. My age mates are working. No! Hallelujah. Never allow such things. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Never, especially when the person you are using to compare is a brethren. Never. Hallelujah. Never. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
You must never see another believer's advancement and envy or allow strife to set in. When you see those things happening, you are backsliding. If you allow those things, you are backsliding. So you kill it in its tracks. Hallelujah. So allow it to stay. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hope you are following me. Glory, hallelujah. In 1 Corinthians chapter 3, Paul verse 1, verse 2, say, I fed with milk and not with solid food, but until now you are still not able to receive it. And even now are you not slaves, for you are still carnal. For where there is envy, strife, and division amongst you, are you not carnal and behaving like mere men? Are you hearing me? Are you not carnal and behaving like mere men? So Paul calls the act of believers who strive carnal, that attitude, that character, that walk, he calls it what carnal. So when you hear the word carnal or mere, it means men who act as though they don't have the Spirit of God. So when a believer strives, he's walking, he's acting as one who doesn't have the Spirit of God.
Doesn't have the Spirit of God.
So the believer should learn to keep the bond of peace. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. From Abraham and Lot's story. Abraham told Lot, he said, let there be no strife between us. He said, for we are brethren. So it means that we should learn, inasmuch as there is troubles, we should learn to keep the bond of peace. Hallelujah. Between ourselves and others. That bond of peace.
Glory to God. Are you following me? Keep that bond of peace in our relationships. Glory to God.
Are you following me? Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
A second. Okay, I wanted to check my notes for something and we got it.
I wanted to divert into something else, but I can
see from my notes that we have it on in my notes. Glory to God. So we're going to also deal with how to handle relationships with marriage, spouse, hallelujah, friends. So I wanted to check that. Glory to God. So That means I will skip some things now. Also, our responsibility to fellow believers is to forgive without question.
Hallelujah. Our responsibility to fellow believers is to forgive without question. We have that responsibility to fellow believers.
When you hear the word forgive, it means to purely forgive. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
In Philemon, let's go to Philemon. I'll just give us a background of Philemon, then we'll do some verses. In Philemon, Philemon had a servant, a slave, called Onesimus. Onesimus was Philemon's slave, servant, before he left. Onesimus wronged Philemon as a slave. He wronged him. History will have it that he even had stolen from Philemon. Stolen from Philemon and ran away with Philemon's money. So when Philemon would be furious, right? Right? Hallelujah, furious. And now on his way he encountered who? He encountered Paul. Hallelujah. And now he encountered Paul and got saved. Now since he saved, Paul is now about to send him back to Philemon. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Look at verse 11. He says, who once was unprofitable to you, Philemon 11, who once was unprofitable to you, but now is profitable to you and to me. Did you see that? He calls him in verse 10, I appeal to you for my son Onesimus, whom I have begotten while in my chains. Did you see that? He calls Onesimus his son, meaning Onesimus is now saved. He now says, verse 12, and send him back. You must therefore receive him. That is my own heart. Are you following me? Verse 14, but without your consent, I wanted to do nothing, that your good might your good deeds might not be by compulsion, as it were, but voluntary. 16. Okay, verse 15. For perhaps he departed for a while for this purpose. So Paul is saying, maybe why he left was because of this purpose, that he will be saved. Yes, sir. Hallelujah. For this purpose, that you might receive him forever. He said, now you are not just going to receive him as a slave, you're going to receive him forever. Verse 16 says, no longer as a slave. You see that? But more than a slave, a beloved Adelphos. You see that? A beloved Adelphos, especially to me, but how much more to you in the flesh and in the Lord. Did you see that? Hallelujah. He calls him now an Adelphos. A brother. Wow. So that means you're going to extend that love to Onesimus. Glory to God. Remember he has commended him in verse 6. So that the communication of your faith may become effective by the accomplishment of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. Say he has heard of his faith in verse 5. So he now wants him to communicate that his love, his faith and love, to who? Onesimus. I follow him. So he wrote to him. Glory to God. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
So he's going to take him as a brother forever. So that means forgiveness is part of what we have when brethren wrong us. Hallelujah. When you're wronged by brother, you should learn to forgive. He says, no, let him come and ask for forgiveness. He doesn't need to come ask you for forgiveness. You forgive him. Hallelujah. So glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Glory to God. And that doesn't mean you should not go ahead and wrong people. No.
No. I will deal with that too. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
There's something I will answer at the end of this teaching. Very important. I want to say it well. Hallelujah. In Matthew 6:12, in Matthew 6:12, are you verse 12? He said, and forgive our debts as we forgive our debtors. This now? Now, that construction is a bit, there's a syntax error there. He said, forgive our debts that we too will forgive our debtors. This is what we call the Lord's Prayer. Hallelujah. So he says, you know, say, give us this day our daily bread, and you forgive our debts, so we will in turn forgive our debtors. And that is to say, when we forgive, is mirroring how Jesus, how God has forgiven us in Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sing this song. You did not wait for me to draw nigh to you, but you clothe yourself with frail humanity. You did not wait for me to cry out to you, but you heard me hear your voice, you calling me, and I'm forever grateful to you, and I'm forever grateful for your. To you that you came, yes you came, to seek and save the lost. Hallelujah. So he says, will you not wait for me to cry out to you? No. Hallelujah. Man did not say, oh God, come and forgive us sins before he said this son. No. Hallelujah.
They don't need to wait for that brother to come and ask you, I'm sorry. My daughter says, I'm sorry.
Before you forgive. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You show forgiveness unconditionally. Are you hearing me? We mirror God's forgiveness in our relationship with others.
We do not keep grudges with believers. Say, I do not. Keep grudges. Keep grudges. With believers.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In Romans chapter 12, verse 10, as we round up. Romans 12, verse 10, quickly. If you there, read. He says, be kindly affectionate one to another with what? Brotherly love. Did you see that? With what? Brotherly love. Hallelujah. Very, very important. Look at chapter 13. Verses 10, we say, owe no one anything except to do what? Come on, chapter 13 of Romans. He says, owe no one anything except to love one another. For he who loves another has fulfilled the law. Are you hearing me? Hallelujah. For the commandment, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not murder, you shall not steal, you shall not bear false witness, you shall not covet. If there is any other commandment, it is summed up in this saying, namely, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Say, love does no harm to a neighbor. Love is the fulfillment of the law. Hallelujah. Say, love does no harm. Hallelujah. Love does no harm.
Very important.
You forgive, you do no harm. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. It's concerning believers. You do not harm. It's 1 Corinthians 13. It's a verse 4. Say, love suffers long and is kind. It's a love does not envy. You see that? So if I love, I must not envy. Love doesn't envy. It's love does not parade itself, it is not puffed up, and does not behave rudely. It does not seek its own, it is not provoked, thinks no evil, does not rejoice in iniquity. Did you see that? But rejoice in the truth. Bears all things, believe all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Hallelujah. Lord. Glory to God. So, you know, what we owe brethren is to love them. What we owe brethren is to love them. Glory to God. We owe brethren's love. We owe brethren's what? Love. And we mirror that in our relationship to them. We mirror God's love to them. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Believers mustn't be found speaking ill of fellow believers. You mustn't be found speaking ill, speaking wrong words, saying wrong things about fellow believers. These are the fellow believers that you are in the same room and assembly together. You mustn't be found. Don't gossip! You got our sister. No! You shouldn't be found doing that. Are you hearing me? Glory to God. Amen. See, let me tell you something. If someone brings a deed concerning a fellow believer that you are in the same local church, I'm narrowing it down to our local church now. A deed concerning a fellow believer in the same local church. Have you seen? Have you seen that?
Green grass on that green grass.
You don't say, not so. I say, You see the kind of light she blew for me yesterday. You say, I say she lied for me too. I say, then go to you. I mean, God church, then go to you. Shabba. You don't say, The only God knows the people where they serve us.
You are talking about a sister. You are in the same local church.
Are you hearing me? No, we don't. Is it now?
Choose. That guy. See that guy. I see the one guy. You're the top.
No, you just keep giving this. You are a this carrier. I am the local church. This carrier! This carrier! Yeah, you see? That sister just came out from school, she's coming and see she's the only one that carry Holy Ghost in her head.
No!
If somebody is bringing that gift to you, I hear say, one girl like that, they your fellowship. No, you call it fellowship. Your fellowship. You know the who?
She's short. Very short. Now she attends the last. You know that school they call last. Very short girl, she attends last week.
You don't know her. Let's start with B. I don't know the remaining part, but B. Me and her go to the same primary school.
Don't mind that sister.
That's the way when we did secondary school, she didn't like me. You know, say, not true.
You keep up the deep. Not true.
I said she would have speak in tongues for church. Now I'm listening to you. Not true, I don't go see. You are carrying deep. You are saying nonsense about a sister, a brother in your church.
No. Glory to God. What do you do to some kind of deep? I depend on prison, you stop it.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. I keep saying something. I said something. I said, no one gets to my friend through me. I heard that from Pastor Shelby and I adopted that. Hallelujah. No one. Not even, I'm talking about my friend. How much more my brother? How much more my member? How much more the people that were in the same local church? You can't bring any gist around me concerning them and to pass through me. How? In fact, when you start with this, my response to you, you will never see me again and bring up this. You will run away. In fact, you will see this, you will run away from this. Ah!
now. Glory to God. You give him a sweet warning in your life. Don't ever. Because you know why? No one gets to my friend through me. Hallelujah. Another section is it's another part of this teaching that will take maybe in the next 2-3 years. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Our friendship in the body. You must see that. Hallelujah. We are friends. Hallelujah. We are brethren. We are friends. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Nobody brings up this about my pastor and allow it to stay. Are you hearing me? I will fight you with everything that I have. How? He can't even cross. Glory to God. Someone was telling me something in the office. He said that he told me something and then maybe somebody heard it. Then he said, this man, what would you say for my attention? In my life, I have never. That you don't know me. I said, when I call you a friend, the way you cross that path to becoming friend. Even among fellow friends, I cannot say your mother. And you're going to find out who you told them. Me. And I'm like, have I ever given you anybody's story? You will never have a bond of God pass through me. You see, it's my principle. I'm a bond of God pass through me. I'm an insulator to animals. You need them to die. Are you hearing me? If you think I'm a bond will pass me and then I'll say, hey. That is I'm about God's stuff. Because when I'm done with you, you and your Amebo will go back. Hallelujah! You will see yourself that way. Hallelujah. How many of you don't become Mama Yakubu? Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know Mama Yakubu? Glory to God. He has to pass through you. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 We are friends. The way I see Choco, I'm seeing the world about my friend. I'm seeing her, she's my friend. I'm a pastor, but she's also my friend. I am. So Jesus doesn't pass through. I will not carry your matter and discuss with another person that's not even your pastor. I know it's just you. At all! Glory to God!
Hallelujah.
So you must see it that way. We are friends. That's how you treat yourself as friends. I don't know why I'm taking it this route, but that's how it's supposed to be. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Say, I'm not a gist carrier.
I'm not a gist carrier.
Gist dies with me.
Dies.
No one gets to my friend. Through me. Through me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because you are my friend, I can't even discuss you with my wife. You can ask her. I don't discuss any of my members with her. She's a member too, but she cannot hear. Bam, bam, bam. Are you hearing me? Uh-huh. She's only gist partner, but I don't gist anybody here with her. You can't even hear me. Glory to God. So see yourself that way. Amen.
Amen.
See yourself that way.
Glory to God.
Neither do I carry the news of my church and take it outside. How? You can't even hear it.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Don't poke nose. Don't foreclose. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
The other believers are there. Don't foreclose.
Don't
foreclose.
Don't speak ill or foreclose. Mind your business.
Hallelujah. Mind your business. Mind your business in the church. Mind your business when you are gathered. Mind your business. Don't foreclose. Why did they remove this person as a cell leader? Is it your business? Don't just attend cell. Attend. Stop getting. Stop foreclose. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Are you following me?
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
That's your last one.